In the second aliyah of this week's parasha, Parashat Shemot, we read about how Moshe the baby is put in his little crib, his little teva, which is put in the water, and we learn how Bat Paro goes down to the Yaor, sees Moshe, and saves him. As she goes down to the river to wash herself, the pasuk tells us that she saw the teva, vatishlach et amata vatikachea. The pshat of the pasuk is vatishlach et amata. Maze amata, her ama, her servant, her maid. That was obviously every princess has people around her that are taking care of her. So she sends one of her maids, women in waiting, I think it's called, to go down and to bring her the teva, because she sees this little baby in the teva. However, Rashi quotes the Midrash that understands, the Midrash says, the amata is referring to her ama, ama shela. What's an ama? An arm. She sends out her arm to get the teva. And the Midrash tells us that a miracle occurred. Remember this from kindergarten? Right? What was the miracle? Like in Dr. Gadget, right? Her arm suddenly extends and it reaches the teva. So my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Drukman, loved this Midrash and he used to quote it all the time. And he always used to ask, I don't understand, according to this Midrash, what was Bat Paro thinking? She saw the teva in the river. She knew that there's no way she could actually reach out and get the teva. So what was she sending out her hand? Vatishlach et amata. There's no way in the world. She didn't know that Kosh Baruch Hu would do a miracle. She had no idea that her arm would be able to stretch out and to gather the teva. And the answer, of course, is that the Midrash is teaching us a very important yesod about how we should do what we can do and let Kosh Baruch Hu do the rest. Of course she realized that she'll never reach the teva. But the idea is about ishtadlut. We have to do what we have to do in this world. We are not responsible for Hashem's miracles, and we don't know how miracles occur, will they occur, how they will occur. But it doesn't take away from our responsibility to do the most that we can. And sometimes the Midrash is teaching us, if we really try, if we really work hard and try to do something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. This message will be later on understood in Kriyat Yamsuf, when no miracle happens in Kriyat Yamsuf, according to the Midrash, without Nachshon ben Aminadav jumping into the sea. Both Midrashim are teaching us a very important yesod. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved in what's happening and not to let up the miracles to be only in His hands. We have to try to do as much as we can to help, and the rest is up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Boker Tov, Yom Tov.